Grief counselors, a sign of failing?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on death and suffering entitled, How Could a Loving God?
Many of our churches are failing because of the loss of the biblical foundation, and I believe what are called grief counselors are a sign of that failure. Have you noticed that there's been an increase in the use of grief counselors when there's a major tragedy? I remember a news item about a local teenager tragically killed in a traffic accident. A few times a reporter emphasized that grief counselors would be available at the school the teen attended. In the past, people used to turn to their pastors for comfort and answers. But as the church has lost its biblical foundation, including compromising with secular ideas like evolution, it's no longer seen as able to give answers and comfort. Today, people, not knowing what to do, turn to secular grief counselors in a desperate attempt to get answers. The church needs to get back to the Bible, starting with Genesis, giving the true origin of death and suffering and the real hope in Christ. You know, it's Christians who should be the ones providing the comfort in times of tragedy.
The hope we have in Christ is powerfully portrayed in a DVD we're offering to you this week called The Last Adam. This is one of the last opportunities today for you to receive this great evangelistic tool, recounting Christ's death and resurrection. For your donation of any size, you'll get this DVD when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.